Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Steve Moore, and he joins us once again, distinguished fellow in economics at Heritage Foundation and a Trump economic advisor. Welcome back, Steve. Thanks for being here.
Hello, Annie. Good to be with you.
Thank you. I want to know what you think about what Jared Bernstein is talking about, the other side, I guess your side there on the Trump campaign, and how you would effectively put in place unpaid for tax cuts.
Well, it's amazing because, you know, we have this nearly $2 trillion deficit that we're running under Biden. Biden's probably been the most financially reckless president in the history of the country. And, you know, they can't come up with any solution to cutting spending. Listening to Jared's a friend of mine. I've known him for 25 years. Mm-hmm. They can't think of a single program they want to get rid of out of the thousands and thousands of programs that are all redundant and ineffective. And then does he really think we're going to be able to balance the budget by just taxing the top 1%? I mean, you could take every penny of the top 1%. You wouldn't have enough money to balance the budget. So it's an absurdity. And it shows, you know, that you got to grow the economy. How are you going to get more jobs and grow the economy if you're going to tax the businesses that create the jobs?
Grow government jobs and claim
Well, you know, and that's where the jobs are, by the way. You know, the latest report, again, I think this is like the eighth report in a row that showed that the government is the fastest growing industry. And, you know, they should be laying off workers, not adding more workers. I mean, my God, I want to make sure people understand what a deep, deep pit we've fallen into. It's going to take Trump years to get us out of this hole. And Biden has no solution except raise taxes.
I want you to explain very, very simple terms that even I can understand as a non-economic expert. What does it mean when they say an aggressive, progressive tax? They're talking about implementing this, and all I'm supposed to do is be like, well, I guess it's good for me, and then support it. Why wouldn't I?
Well, first of all, when we cut the tax rates, we did it not because we love American companies or American corporations. We wanted to bring jobs back to the United States. We had when Trump came into office, we had the highest business tax rate in the world. Annie. I mean, how are you going to compete if you have the highest taxes? That's like same reason California and New York can't compete. Where are all the jobs going in America? They're going to Texas. They're going to Tennessee. They're going to Florida. They're going to Utah. They're going to very low tax areas. So businesses move to places with low taxes. And so how are we going to be able to get jobs and factories and you know, productivity in the American economy, new businesses, if we have the highest business tax rate in the world? I mean, I'm sorry, it just doesn't make any sense. And so what Trump's plan is, you know, is to try to lower the tax rates, make America a more conducive place for investment, more conducive place to start businesses, and let the private sector grow. Because right now the government is growing, but the private sector isn't.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, I mean, people on my side of the aisle generally think like they just don't know what's good for America. They're not implementing the things that need to happen to make America great. And I don't know that the other side's definition of making America great looks like our definition of it. So maybe in right, they're having their own success, but their success looks like our failure.
Yeah. And look, I'm going to make this very simple because I know most people, you know, listening to the show aren't economists, but it's pretty simple. If you tax something, Annie, you're going to get less of it, right? That's right. Why we tax smoking, because we don't want people to smoke as much. If you tax something less, you get more of it. So what we did is let's take some of the taxes off of the businesses, tax some of the taxes off the workers so they will work more, they will invest more, they will start businesses, and it works. And by the way, this year, the amount of federal revenues to the Treasury is the highest ever in American history. Hmm. We do not have a revenue problem. We have an overspending problem. And, I think it was Reagan. It was Ronald Reagan who said it very well. You don't give, somebody who's a spendaholic a bigger allowance. That's right. Not the solution to the problem. And that's what the Biden administration is proposing.
Steve Moore is with us right now. He's a distinguished fellow in economics at the Heritage Foundation, also Trump economic advisor. Now, what the main thing that people are talking about in conjunction with the Heritage Foundation is Project 25 or 2025. And I'm looking under Wikipedia, which is where I think a lot of people would look to find out what the heck this is. Under economy, it says from Wikipedia, Project 2025 provides a range of options for economic reform that vary in their degree of radicalism. What do you know about Project 2025 and is it radical?
Well, I wrote the chapter on the tax policy, and we put together an agenda that is basically what a conservative administration should do. Now, that doesn't mean Donald Trump is going to do everything we ask, and certainly he won't. And he put out a statement saying, I'm not going to, you know, this is not my game plan, but I think he will adopt a lot of our ideas. I'm very proud of having been part of it. But Trump is, you know, every president comes up with their own agenda. But this is a conservative game plan for what America should look like. And we want to flatten the tax rates. We want to cut government spending. We want to start promoting more American energy. We want to cut the bureaucracy in Washington. I think about 95% of the things that are in that report are things that most Americans would agree with.
Yeah. And it's definitely been something that I've seen the activism on the left try to make it a boogeyman. Project 2025.
Oh, yeah, of course they do.
Nobody who's criticizing it really could probably tell you much of anything that's in it.
Exactly. All right, Danny, I hope you have a great week ahead. And I look forward to talking to you next Monday.
Thank you, Steve. We appreciate you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.